The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Eureka's on the air. So come on, good men everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and song. To see the difference Eureka makes and beat it right along.
Dinner or what? No, then the break, and then something, and then dinner. All that stuff was yet to come.
Oh, you know what that means, my sweet and most wonderful love.
Means I'll have to finish this another show.
Goodbye. So soon.
Too soon, my sweet and most wonderful lovies. Thank you so much for giving me a half an hour of your time. I never shut up.
No shit.
Language. All of that information can be found on VeraSpeaks.com.
Separate way.
Why?
With time so short, I'll say so long and go. Go so soon, too soon. Goodbye.
Well, this is going to be a two-parter. That was not my intent, my sweet and most wonderful lovey, so I'll have to fill you in on the rest of the details the rest of the day. Which included walking around the studio when I had an hour break and walking the path that I used to walk when I worked there. And I have stuff to tell you about that. And seeing the building where I met Gooch. Because of that, it was really the experience had a lot of magic to it. Because, first of all, it's a sound stage, which I dearly love. And it's a studio lot that I dearly love. And it was Gooch's in my beginning, which matters to me more than anything else combined. So it was a magical experience. There was a lot of pain in the ass. And there was a lot of, you know, I should be doing that, not you, because you suck. And I would be better at that than you. However, I want to play for you a song about magic. It's one of my favorite Barry Manilow, yes, Barry Manilow songs ever. And it's called Could It Be Magic?
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1359. The BFO for Thursday, the 11th of April, 2013. Yo, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, we have got voice letters, and we're heading to spotting Big Fatty. And can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, it sounds like some sort of magic. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you are hearing the lads from Manchester over there in the arc. Y'all, that's my boys from the Take That. Yes, McFetty. And y'all, they're singing Could It Be Magic that the Vons, was talking about at the beginning of today's little show. Barry Manilow writing. In fact, y'all, Barry Manilow, I don't know if you knew this or not, but he once said that he liked Take That's version of this song better than his own version of this song. Big Fatty, don't we all? Well, maybe not someone in Walnut Hills. Big Fatty, well, there's no accounting for taste. So, y'all, busy day in the coal mine. got a project finished and working on two other projects. And y'all, it's just busy time. It's a very busy time. But y'all, during my lunch hour today, can you hear that? Uh-huh. Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, it's magic. I went to the Von's East, and y'all, I didn't get, that's some fried chicken. I had to have some fried chicken today. Yes, Big Fatty, you've had it three times this week already. But, you'll hear. Y'all, I got some solid, I got tonic water. Y'all, I've turned into my mother, Big Fatty. Because, you know, I used to buy the 2-liter bottles and the 1-liter bottles of tonic water. And my mother would buy these little 6-packs of these little 8-ounce bottles, you know, of tonic water. And she'd say, oh, I don't need more than that, and it goes flat. Well, y'all come to find out, I don't need more than that either because it goes flat. So I've started buying the tonic water and the little 6-packs. It's a little more expensive, but, y'all, it doesn't go bad. No, Big Freddy. So I got some of that. Y'all, I got some of that good Kanaku, which I know I'm saying that wrong, sausage. And they had Polk Country Ribs on sale. Got a couple of bananas, y'all. You can always need a couple of bananas. I got me a chuck roast and some ground beef. Y'all, I needed a new sponge. Big Fatty, a new sponge! So I got a 3-pack. Y'all, they were on sale. I couldn't believe it. So I got me a new sponge and some Brussels sprouts and a big bag of onions. And y'all, I got a little bit of Parmesan and Romano grated cheese. I thought somebody was saying that they steamed some Brussels sprouts. Maybe it was that Miss La La La. La 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 Lauren said she did that. So I just got a little bit of that. Y'all, I spent $53.61. And y'all, the reason I spent so much is I had got a lot of meat because y'all, as you heard, I all but cleaned out my freezer. But I only saved $5.30. So I didn't do well on the coupons this week. And I did not get the elderly discount. I guess Hortensia thought I was a young whippersnapper. So I didn't get the senior citizens discount. But y'all, I saw that the Danbury's, up there in the Connecticut, y'all, they are considering cleaning out their freezer as well. Y'all, it's a good thing to do every now and then. Just empty it out, you know. I don't mean empty it out. I mean eat what's in it. Before you buy anything else, yeah, you'll have to supplement. But y'all, go through and eat up 90% of what's in there, and then you can start over fresh again, because y'all, that stuff gets freezer burned and everything. So I suggested to the Danbury's that they start that on the day after tax day, because you know y'all, after tax day, you need to scrape your pennies, so that's the time to empty your freezer. So y'all, I highly encourage you to do that. Big Freddy, that's just a lovely idea. Yeah, I gotta see y'all. We're back over here at Spotting Big Fatty. I didn't have a chance to tell you about all of them the other day. Y'all, that Peter G out there in the Bay Area. So nice to name you twice. Y'all, he spotted Big Fatty on its National Draw a Bird Day. And here's Big Fatty in a bird motif. Y'all, it looks like he's got a... Y'all, you know, what is that nose on a... The nose on a bird? The pecker? Well, Big Fatty's got a big pecker. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. Y'all, speaking of big peckers, there's Big Fatty, spotted by Veritable Virgo, a gentleman caller cometh, so to speak. And Big Fatty's sitting there in the bed and going, yes! Y'all, and that's a beautiful gentleman caller. Y'all, there's that Peter G again. It's a Dutch-American Friendship Day. And to celebrate, the fat one wears his little Dutch girl outfit to the coal mine. Big Fatty, that's just lovely. It looks like you've got on that, what is that called? That fly nun hat and your little wooden shoes. Just lovely.
But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hey, Farty, I just might be a technical genius. I went to Pride 48 and I clicked on a button and it's coming out my iTunes. So much for it not working. I'm joining the cocktail show tonight. Well, I'm not joining it. I'm going to listen to it. I'm going to listen to Joey talk.
Oh, y'all, that's Miss Bacon, believe it or not. What a surprise. And yes, Miss Bacon, you still can listen on your iPad. Or whatever. You can do that through the intertubes. It's just the BFO app. Isn't working on that, and you know, y'all. She said she was listening to the cordials and croissants. Little show to hear that Joey Bukkake, and y'all. I hate to tell you this, but Joey Bukkake wasn't on there this week, y'all. It was a breath of fresh. Be ready, be nice, but y'all, there was no friction. There was no friction this time. I get on. Uncomfortable sometimes when that Joey Bukkake and that Mark Saki go at it. Y'all, it's very uncomfortable for Big Fatty. But y'all, as you probably noticed from today's show art, we have another call. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hello, Big Farty. I can't believe what happened to my weather. There was a storm predicted, and I was all gung-ho and looking forward to it. My car says it's 24 degrees out, but with the wind, it feels like a 24 below zero. Anyway, I just went and checked my mail, and I got a postcard. And I'm not gonna say what it says, but I may or may not consider bribes that I received through the mail towards contest entries, but I am sincerely touched. I think that is just so sweet. You guys are just way too nice to me, and I love it. And thank you. Oh, I gotta go. I gotta go see, read more about this little penguin. Okay, what did I call for? I think that's it. I got a postcard in the mail. I'm so excited.
Big Fatty, she's never said truer words. What did she say? Maybe she said she was touched. Oh, Miss Bacon. Y'all, I don't know, have any idea. I don't have any idea who sent a postcard to Miss Bacon, but you can see what it does to her. So, anyway, y'all, and what she's referring to is, you know, she's got that contest that you've got about 3 weeks left now to post your comments over there at the BFO. Every comment you post, you get an entry into her May basket, and she'll be drawing on May the 1st for the $1,000. Big Fatty, it's not $1,000. Oh, anyway, for the prize on May the 1st. Yes, Big Fatty, please now play another one of her calls.
This message is for Faye, so I'll keep it real quick. I just wanted to tell Faye that my construction destruction project is going to be put on hold until December or January because we can't get a contractor in here before graduation, and I don't want to have to have a contractor here when I'm on vacation in June, July, and August. So anyway, that's all put on hold. And also, I was going to say, I hope Mrs. Boo bakes Faye some cookies and takes them with her to for her visit, because I understand he really likes that. All right. I'm the favorite Pinky.
Well, y'all, evidently, this is the BFO message service. Faye, did you get that message? However, Miss Bacon, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to step in here because I do not think you should be encouraging the Faye driver to be consuming sweets. He has got a wedding dress to fit into by the early part of July. He's on a very, very strict diet. There'll be no baked goods allowed in his oral cavity. Big Fatty, that's vulgar.
Okay, this question is for Mike Lawson. When somebody says brief to you, can you even think of a short pause, a short story, or does your mind, like mine, sadly, just go directly to underwear? Maybe it was the order of the stories, but you keep saying brief and Joe keeps saying brief, and I just keep thinking underwear and just like feeling like a kind of a pervert here. But anyway, I was just wondering, how about you, Big Farty? Like, briefcase, did you think of a little box where I carry my, this day and age? Okay, I'm sorry, I take that back. Maybe you should delete that out. Cricket that out? Exit out? Whatever.
Big Fatty, when anyone hears briefs and Mike Lawson, they always think of underpants. Well, you know, I couldn't agree more with you, Poodle. But no, I don't, when I hear brief, I don't necessarily think of underpants. But y'all, Miss Bacon wanted me to take something out of that call there, but I don't know what it was she wanted me to take out. Y'all, if you've got any ideas, what Miss Bacon, other than batshit crazy pills, what she might have in her briefcase, y'all, maybe you should post a comment. By the way, I didn't see that. I saw there was not a single comment posted about the Avange yo, on yesterday's midday pictures that were posted. Big Fatty, y'all, we've got one more call. Oh, Big Fatty, please, enough.
Hey, Big Fatty. Hey, Poodle.
Hi.
It's Timmy Sims.
Hi, Timmy.
Hi. A question.
Oh.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from and shamelessly ripping you off the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all, our ex-Big Fatty question today comes to us from the one and only Timmy Sims. Dig a Big Fatty, I just love Timmy Sims. Timmy?
Big Fatty, with all this talk of sandwiches, and did I tell you how much I love Hawaiian bread? We may have to take a little trip to the Hawaiians. But my question is today, what is Ezekiel bread? I looked all over and I finally found it in one store, in a Martin's store, in a freezer door. It was a complete door of Ezekiel bread, all kinds of flavors and types of bread. And how does that fit into your diet since I'm on week 4 of...
Big Fatty, why didn't you hang up on Timmy Sims? We wanted to hear... Oh, dear God. Well, Timmy, I think the cellular telephonic device cut off. So, Timmy, I'm going to ask you to call back for the Far Right Show and finish your question there, and we'll get an answer for you on that. Y'all, speaking about getting an answer, y'all, I heard from that Princess Hannah. You know, she said she had spent $999 at the grocery store. Come to find out, she says, I'm blonde, Polish, left-handed, and under-medicated. Princess Hannah, I understand how you can get confused sometimes, but, you know, there are those who are always eloquent in their speech.
It was real, you know...
Couldn't have said it better myself! See you tomorrow!
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www... or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438 and give me your good, gosh, and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.